The Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins, the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, will now share our daily reflection. Your Grace.
Today, the 12th of March, is Saturday of the first week of Lent. Our reflection is, perfection is to be found in love. On this Saturday of the first week of Lent, we reflect on perfection and the law. The passage from Deuteronomy chapter 26, 16 to 19 shows Moses extolling the need for the people of Israel to keep the laws and customs that the Lord had set before them, with the assurance that if they are faithful in adhering to the laws, they will be God's people, and that they will be most renowned among all the nations of the earth. Indeed, abiding by the law of the Lord brings honor and blessings upon all who do so. Those who abide by the law of God are happy, as the psalmist tells us, because their life will be blameless. However, the Lord Jesus sets a new parameter for blessedness and happiness in the gospel passage I will read today from Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 to 48. According to the Old Testament, one is not required to do more than obey the Ten Commandments and the law set out in the law of Moses. The Pharisees and the scribes did not require more of themselves and others than doing the minimum that the law asks for. So, you have to love your friends and those who do good to you, and that will be enough. But Jesus says to us today, you have learned how it was said, you must love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say this to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Of course, this may look impracticable when you consider that your enemy is the one who does not wish you well, and who may even go further to try and harm you. How do you love such a person? Is it difficult? It is difficult. But who says Christianity and its principles of life are easy? The road to salvation is narrow and winding, and very few follow it according to the scriptures. To love your enemy and do good to those who hate you does not mean condoning their evil wishes or plans. It does not mean allowing them to get the best of you. It simply means that we do not wish them evil in return for evil. As Mahatma Gandhi was reported to have taught, that if everyone followed the law of an eye for an eye, it would only leave the whole world blind in the end. And Jesus commands us not only to love our enemies, but also to pray for them. This is contrary to the practice of those in our days who turn the Holy Spirit into their messenger of destruction, hoping that they can send the Holy Ghost to destroy their enemies with their cry of Holy Ghost fire. On the contrary, the best way to handle your enemy is not to wish for his death or her death, or for some misfortune to befall them. The best way is to destroy enmity itself, so that you destroy that which makes a person into an enemy. When we pray for an enemy, God takes charge and helps to destroy enmity by making the person to see and accept the values of Christ, the values that rule your life, the values that prevent you from acting in the same way as they act. When an enemy comes to accept Christ and his ways, enmity is destroyed. And to the bargain, you gain a brother or a sister in Christ. In this way, you turn disadvantage into an advantage. Isn't it always better to have friends as assets than to have the liability of many enemies? Dear friends, when we are able to love our enemies, we become more like God our Father, who makes his sun to shine on all of humanity and his rain to fall on all, no matter what their disposition to him may be. The more the human person lives and radiates love, the more he resembles God, such that the human person is made perfect in love. May God assist us to radiate love as we go about our daily tasks today. And may the Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That was the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, the Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins.